You have your Bible, turn back tonight. Nehemiah chapter 8. Praise the Lord. Nehemiah chapter 8. We're going to begin reading tonight at verse 1. Amen. It's the Lord to be our help. And the Bible says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mathaniah and Shemaiah and Ananiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Maaseiah on his right side, and on his left hand Pedaiah and Mishael and Machaniah and Masham and Hashbadan, Zechariah and Meshulam. And Ezra opened a book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Joshua and Bani and Sherebani, Jehim, Akab, Shebathaniah, Hodijah, Masasiah, Kelida, Azariah, Josabad, Hananiah, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tishurath, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for today is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together chief of the fathers and all the people, and the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And we look at this tonight, and I want to just kind of rehearse here what's taking place. We know that Nehemiah come into the city of Jerusalem. They begin to build a wall. They had a lot of opposition, a lot of folks that would rather not seen it done, kind of like the way it is today. There's a whole lot of folks that'd rather leave. They don't want you to rock the boat. They'd rather just keep things going on as they're going. Amen. Just let things, just go with the flow and not upset the apple cart, if you will. But Nehemiah come along. He said, you know what? He said, I'm good at doing a good work. He said, I think I'll just stay with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for some folks, praise the Lord, that's down through history that said, you know what? I believe I'll just stay with God. Amen. And the reason, I said that because they're probably the reason that you're here tonight. Because they stayed with God, they stayed with godliness, and they instilled something down in our hearts that we couldn't get away from. And one day the Holy Ghost of God dealt with us, brought us to a realization, understanding that we needed some help also. And praise God that the same God that saved them was the same God that would save us. Amen. And He saved us by His marvelous grace through His tender mercies and His love. And He put us in a place where we come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we see this in Nehemiah. We see the work is fulfilled. In Nehemiah chapter 6, he said that the wall was finished in 52 days. Now I want to say, all those of you that took the 52-day challenge, the 52 days is up. Amen. If you took that challenge, you made it. You say, well, preacher, I didn't do too good all the time. Yeah, but you took the challenge. Amen. And what we challenge now is, praise God, just stay the course. Amen. Take what God showed you. Take what God's helped you with, praise God, and press on from here, because it won't be very long. Amen. Praise the Lord, God. We realize now, hey, we can do this with the help of the Lord. And we can't do it without Him now. If without the Lord, we're nobody and nothing, praise God, heading for a fall. But praise God, with God on our side, He's nobody like Him, amen. He's an ever-present help. He's always there, praise God, to lead us and guide us through this walk called life and deliver us safe on yonder shore when it's all said and done. Amen. If we could ever get in our mind, praise God, if this ain't the best we're ever going to have, it's still ahead. And we just keep pressing on for the Lord. Amen. Till we get over in glory with Him. And boy, it ain't going to be long, just a little while. Amen. It's almost, hey, you can almost see the light at the end of the tunnel. Praise the Lord. And that light is Jesus. Praise God. But we see them as they press on and they got the wall built and they begin to establish the peoples in Jerusalem. They begin to look at the remnant, the ones that came in, the ones that were there, the ones that came in, and they begin to register them in the city. They begin to take account and accord of those folks that was in the city. So what we see here transpiring is we see that the wall is finished and it's just been a few days since the wall was finished. And now if you look over in Nehemiah chapter 6, he said, so in verse 15 said, so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, 50 and 2 days. Now that was the 25th of September. Now he gives the registration of the people and he counts the people and he puts the folks in their houses or dwellings, if you will. He begins to establish people in the community, amen, under the heritage of the Lord. Amen. Looking for that glorious day, one day when Israel will be all caught back in. They'll all be drawn in, praise God, back to that holy place. Glory be to God, what a day that'll be. Amen. Praise God, I'd like to be out on the outside looking in. Praise God to see those folks as they gather in. But I tell you, even when I was over there 13, 14 years ago, they said there was thousands every day that was coming back to Jerusalem. Coming back to Israel. And they was asking them, said, why are you coming back? And they said, we have no clue. Said, we don't know. Said, there's just a strong desire to be back in the land. Wonder where that strong desire comes from. Amen. It comes from the Lord. He's calling His people home, praise God. He's preparing them, amen. And glory be to God, He's a calling me and you too, praise the Lord. To calling us home. Amen. We're like old Abraham. We're just pilgrims passing through here. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Hey, my city ain't Trump Plaza. Amen. It ain't built by some man. But praise God, my city, praise God, it's built by God. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for a city. So we see here that they was looking for a city. They had their city and they're getting their people together. And then just a few days later, the Bible says here that it was on the first day of the seventh month. So it went from the 25th of September to the first day of October. Now I just say that so you can get the time frame here. Just a few days after the work was finished. Amen. Just a few days after it was complete. The people come together here in Nehemiah chapter 8, and Nehemiah is telling this story that all the people gathered together themselves together as one man in the street, praise God, at the water gate. Amen. Hey, I got to thinking about this. They was getting up there where the water would come out. Amen. Hey, God, they was getting up there where that good stuff would flow. And glory be to God, they said, you know what? Well, God's been so good to us. So all the people, one mind, to come together there. Praise God. And they come looking and desiring something. Amen. And I will say, I will preach for just a minute tonight, if God will be my help. The answer to our problems. Amen. The answer to our problems. I thought about, I had a spell when Brother Rex was praying up there. Praise God. He was talking about the answer that God has, and He has answers to our problems. I like it when God kind of just puts a little insignia on there and says, yeah, you got it. Amen. Just go ahead and praise God. It'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. But I won't preach it just a little bit if God will be my help. The answer to our problems. The Lord has all the answers to every problem that we'll ever have. Amen. And it's a, when the people begin to come together to seek those answers, praise God, and we seek them from the Lord. And we'll find Him if we, Bible says, if we seek Him early. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we wait till we get in over our head and then we try to find the Lord. Amen. And sometimes I believe He said, you know, Brother Andrew, He said, well, you've done it this far on young, let's see what you did. And He just leaves you out there a while. Amen. So the next time, praise God, you say, you know what? I believe I better just put this in the Lord's hand today. Instead of trying to handle it till tomorrow. Amen. Because we don't realize what's going to happen to us today. Amen. But we know the answer to that. He has the answers to all our problems. Amen. Every problem that we have, He has the answers to it. And it's not through some new program that we have. Amen. It's not through some kind of program. It's not through some kind of new leadership that comes along that's going to solve all our problems. I've told you that before. That'll not solve all your problems. Amen. A new program, a new leadership, and those are all good. I ain't got a problem with good programs that help people. I ain't got a bit of problem with leaders that'll stand up and say, hey, you know what? Glory be to God, I've got an idea that'll help you. Amen. I ain't got a bit of problem. Somebody says, you know what? I can make your life better. Amen. I ain't got a bit of problem with that. But I want to say there's something bigger than that. Amen. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows exactly what we have need of. And He's there to meet that need. It's not just a program. It's not just the leadership. But it's a holy God. Amen. It's not where we get our help from. But praise God, it's who our help is. Amen. And what Nehemiah was seeing here, the people was needing, they was needing in the very deepest part of their soul. Amen. What's happening in America, what we need is help for the very deepest part of our soul. That spiritual part of man needs to be re-energized and re-motivated. I'm saying, even in the church, if we ain't careful, praise God, we get complacent in the things of God. And we rock on. We say, well, it's been this way for so long. But you know what? We may be part of the problem. Amen. The old saying is, you know, if you're not a part of the solution. Amen. Hello? If you're not a part of the solution, then you're a part of the problem. I have to bring that to my mind all the time. If I have an issue with somebody, then I got to realize, if we've got issues with each other, then I'm a part of the problem. Amen. And if I'm not being a part of the solution, then I continue to be part of the problem. Nehemiah realized, praise God, they had a problem, and there was some spiritual deficiency in Jerusalem. Amen. So the people begin to come, and I have to wonder myself. I know I've got a vivid imagination. If old Nehemiah wasn't on the outside, on the outskirts there, a whispering in people's ear. You know what? Boy, God sure been good to us. Boy, God sure blessed us. Boy, God sure kept them off of us. Boy, God sure showed them a thing or two. Boy, ain't God been good. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have more God? Seems like God's working this thing out for us. Can you just see Him on that? On the fringes, like a still small voice speaking in their ears. Amen. They get to hearing and say, well, glory. Amen, glory. Hey, boy, ain't God good. And so they begin to gather again and say, hey, you know what? We need to get closer to God. Well, how do we get closer to God? Nehemiah says, the Word of God. Amen. You see, Ezra had brought, when Ezra come up to Jerusalem some 13 years before, he brought the Word of God with him. So they wasn't devoid of the Word of God. The Word of God was there. Amen. But they would, let me just say this, but they had been so busy that they didn't have time for the Word of God. And so Nehemiah, he was giving them little chunks and nuggets. Amen. Glory be to God. He was helping their hearts here, helping some hearts there. Praise God, encouraging a little here. Praise God, lifting out discouragement over here just a little at a time with the Word of God. And he was a praying man. Old Nehemiah was a praying the whole time. He was a talking to God. And so these folks begin to gather together. And they, when they got down there, I just see it in my mind's eye, I get down there to the gate and they said, what are we going to do now? And somebody says, wait a minute, where's the Word of God? Who's got the Word? Somebody said, Ezra. Oh, Ezra, you know, he was that ready scribe. Amen. He had the Word of God, praise God. He wasn't afraid to shake it out, praise God, and to pull it out. Amen. He got them. He didn't have a book like we do. He had them old scrolls. See, that's why all them names that I was trying to pronounce the best that I could, amen, I didn't leave them out because they was important. Amen. Because those folks pulled up there to the gate, amen, and they said, where's the man of God and the Word of God? We want the Word of God. Amen. Now, I want to say, whenever we get to the point in our life, praise God, when we start realizing, Brother David, how big God is and how good He is, what He's able to do when we can't do nothing at all, praise God, we begin to see Him, praise God, and we begin to long for, and we begin to want Him more and more. I don't know about you, I want Him more than I've ever wanted Him. Amen. I want the Lord. I want Him in my heart. I want Him in my life. I want Him in my lips. I want Him in my eyes. Praise God, I want Him everywhere I am. Every essence, fiber of my being, I want to be about Him. Amen. Because I know how I am. And I need, back in seal, they call for old Ezra. He pulls up there, you know, with them scrolls. He says, fellas, I'm going to need some help. Amen. And they pull up there and the Bible says, I'll just paraphrase here a little bit. He said that they begin early that morning. And they went from morning unto midday. And when Ezra got up there, he took those scrolls and he said, brother, such and such, would you come up here a minute? He gets him a hold of it. He said, could you hold this right here? And he gets a hold of it and he stands there and Ezra grabs a hold of it and pulls that scroll out. And he said, brother, sir, could you hold this right here? Thank you, sir. And boy, they stood up there and they held that scroll spread out there. And old Ezra, he's on that pulpit of wood. And he gets up there in front of that thing and he begins to read the law of God. He said, thus says the Word of God. And he read it just like God was speaking it. Can you imagine? And they said the Bible when he got up there to read, praise God, the people stood up. In reverence to what you said, preacher, why do we do that? Because they did. Amen. He stood upon a pulpit of wood where he could get up where they could see him, where the ones in the back wouldn't miss nothing. Amen. Praise God, and they began to praise God. And Nehemiah, what's happening here? Hey, was a stirring and revival in the camp. Amen. Hey, praise God, there was a stirring was taking place. See, the walls was finishing and the housing was being built. The housing was being occupied. The government, government had been set up. Amen. Had some key people, amen, with good godly men. Oh, Nehemiah appointed brother Hananiah. He said, hey, he was a good godly man. Amen. Said he had appointed him a leader and a ruler over the people. Praise the Lord. And they get up there and they begin to proclaim it. Government set up. But Nehemiah says, all this is taking place, but there's still something missing. Amen. There's a spiritual vacuum that needs to be filled. There's a void, amen, that none of this stuff can fill. I'm going to say tonight, praise God, there's a whole lot of people in the world that's got a spiritual vacuum. We got everything in the world to try to fill. But praise God, there's a spiritual vacuum, a lack for spiritual things. And he's like a big old sucking sound, praise God, in our soul. It's longing, desiring for, but we're not putting stuff in there that'll satisfy it. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, glory to God, the answer to our problems is in the Word of God. Praise His holy name. We can begin to see it. So we see these leaders, a government set up, these leaders. And I want to say, listen to me. Every one of us are leaders tonight. Hello? Hey, I'm your pastor. Amen. I'm the shepherd of this flock. But every one of you are leaders tonight in some sense. Amen? We ought to realize that, praise God. You're not nobody going nowhere, praise God. You're somebody going somewhere with someone. Amen. Every one of you tonight are leaders. You young people, you are future leaders. But you're also leaders now. Amen. The way you act and behave down at your schoolhouse since school started, amen, it identifies you as the person that you are. And it's your responsibility to be a leader. Amen. Now listen. Listen, young people, you don't have to just be a follower. Now I know you got teachers and things, mom and dad, you've got to listen to and respect. But you have an opportunity, an obligation to be a leader. Amen. To stand and live right, act for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, let me just say this. It's still good to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. It's still good to say thank you and please. Amen. I won't say it's beyond that. It's proper thing to do. It's proper eloquence, and we're missing it. Amen. If a person is older than you, you are to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Thank you and please. Hello. Amen. And you know where that starts at? It starts at your house. Amen. It starts with mom and daddy. It starts with mama and papa. Amen. Showing respect. Amen. Praise the Lord. It starts at your house. And we need to realize that every one of us is leaders. Praise God. And we need to take that responsibility and say, you know what? I'm a leader for Jesus. You're not just any leader, but you're a leader for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So all the people gather together. Every one of them's leaders. Every one of them come desiring something. See, that's how you tell a true leader, because a true leader desires something. Yeah, it's easy to just follow, you don't go with the flow. But a leader will step up and desire just a little bit more. A little more knowledge, a little more wisdom, a little more unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To lead us through this and give us the things that we need. Amen. But they had built this thing up, and they had the buildings, the programs, and the prosperity. Amen. They was all in place. But I want to say those things are nothing without the touch of God on them. Amen. You can have the most programs and the most prosperity of anything in the world, but if the touch of God ain't on it, it's for naught. Amen. Nehemiah said, you know what? We're in a good place. We've come a long way. But he said, I just don't see it. Amen. Said, well, the walls is built. He said, the house is filled, the government's set up. He said, yeah, but God's not in control of it all. Amen. He said, I'm not going to be satisfied till God is in control of it all. Praise the Lord. He said, the congregation comes together, men and women, both of them, and it, all that could hear. Now, that was anybody that was able to hear with the ear and understand. And they was even willing to explain it to them so that they could understand. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to be willing to explain to our people, praise God, to our young, praise God, so that they can understand. If they ask us a question about the Word of God, amen, we ought to take the Word of God to answer them. Hello? I mean, not just something off the cuff. We need to open the book and say, well, this is what God says. Because let me tell you why. Down there at that secular school, they're going to take them and they're going to open up some old textbook at line something other had wrote that don't mean nothing, and they're going to say, well, this is truth. And they're going to believe that because they've been showed truth, even if it's a lie. But when they ask about the things of God, we open up and we explain and we show them in the Word of God, this is what God says right here. This is where He says it. Amen. Praise God. And when you show, praise God, that gives them something they can take to the bank. They can cash in on it, praise the Lord, for the glory of God. It'll make a difference. Bless His holy name. So they have this building. Amen. They've got the building done. They've got the walls built. They've got the programs into effect. And they've got the, and what, that's what God did. God builds walls. But I want to say God also builds people. Amen. God builds and platform. He builds people up, amen, to make them what we need to be for His glory. Amen. We can build walls. We can have material things, but praise God, we need godliness in our lives. We need to let God build up our people. Amen. It's not just a numerical thing. Just about having a bunch of numbers to look at. But it's about a spirituality, a spirit-fed soul, praise God. It's being led in the Holy Ghost of God, amen, to get help from the Lord. To have a desire for godly things and God-word things, amen. The things that will amount to something. The things that will be recorded in heaven. The things that will be put on your account for a future day. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what Nehemiah was searching for. Those spiritual things. Amen. I'm sure when he got to doing the head counts over here in chapter 7, and he was getting to see the numbers come in and the city of filling up and people taking their spot, boy, it must have made his heart puff up with pride. But he said, you know what? I didn't do that. God did that. Amen. And we don't only need the material part. We don't only need the numerical part. We need the spiritual part. Amen. That's the part that'll make difference. So you say, well, preacher, you said the answer to our problems right here. Amen. It is. So what Nehemiah was trying to show the people here was that they needed to expose their hearts to the Word of God. They need to expose their hearts to the Scriptures so that their heart could see the mind of God. Now that's, I'm told you, that's way bigger than I am. It's way bigger than me, Brother Rex, to realize that when we get the King James Bible, we get to appear and the Holy Ghost begins to reveal it to us. He's actually revealing the mind of God and God Himself to our little mind. That's just more than this old boy can get a hold of. But I thank God that He does. Amen. He reveals it to us. He shows Himself to us so that we might see Him as He is. So He began to show Himself in His Word. Amen. Amen. And the Word of God, it begins to settle in on us. And what it does, it settles our spirits. The Word of God will calm your spirit. It'll speak to your spirit. The Word of God, it syncs up. It lines up with the spirit of man. And it has a calming effect. That's why if you're a child of God and you love the Lord and you study His Word and you know that He loves you, praise God, it don't matter what the devil or the world throws at you. Praise God, you can bow your head, shut your eyes, say, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And there's a peace that comes over you. Amen. It overshadows you. Come to where you're at. It gives you that peace of mind. Amen. Praise God, it gives you that settling of the spirit in your soul. Amen. And it helps you to realign on the focus. Amen. Helps you realign on what's good and what's right. Amen. I'm glad that, praise God, it brings us to our attention, the preciousness of God's Word. Speaks to our heart. In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5, the Bible says this, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Amen. Every word of God is pure. Amen. In other words, praise God, He said, there's nothing, Brother Andrew, in this book that'll hurt you. You can take it. It's not a bitter pill. Amen. It may be when you put it in your mouth, when you take it. But praise God, He said, it's be sweet to your soul. Amen. He said, there's not a thing in here that'll hurt you. Praise God. But glory be to God. I'm glad, praise God, that it. He said, He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Proverbs 30 and 5, praise God. That's sweet. Amen. Pure. That's the pureness of God. So we see this in here when Nehemiah begins to bring it, and the people would come together at the water gate, and they come looking for the Word. The water of the Word. What better place to find it than at the water gate? Amen. Now this ain't the water gate they had while Nixon was in there. This is a different water gate. Amen. This is where the Word would fall out, praise God. This is where the water would come out, praise the Lord. That would give help for the people. Amen. And the Bible says that they was assembled together here. In Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible tells us that we need to assemble together. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let's go back to verse 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Now, how do we do that? Because we come together, praise God, in love one for another. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So what he's doing, Nehemiah is saying the same thing here. He said, praise God, we come together in the water of the Word, amen, so that we can be filled, so that we can overflow and encourage someone else. Amen. Praise God. And that's what makes the difference. He said, assembling ourselves together. Amen. And when we come together, praise God, we come together. Now watch this. and we pay attention. Hello? Hello? Amen? We come together, pay attention. In other words, we forget about what's out there. We forget about what we got to do tonight. We've got to get preparations for tomorrow. And we come tonight to hear from God. And we come listening that we might hear. Amen? In Nehemiah 8 and 1, he said, the people all gather together. In Nehemiah 8 and 3, he said, and the ears of all the people were what? Attentive to the book of the law. So they didn't just come. They came to hear from God. They come, you know, but we're living in a day and hour that people don't want to hear about the things of God. People don't want you to tell them the truth because it steps on where they live. They'd rather you come in and just give them some fairy tales and some funny stories and a few jokes and go to the house. Amen? But they come because I'll be honest, sometimes the truth hurts. But I will say, praise God, the truth of God will not hurt you. Amen. It may hurt your feelings if you're not living right. It'll convict your heart if you're saved. And praise God, it'll convict your heart if you're lost. But praise God, it'll help your heart, praise God, in the long run. So we just need all of it that we can get. Amen. Because that's what makes the difference. And he said that they were attentive to the Word of God. They paid attention. They come to get something. I'm afraid so many people just come, but they don't come to get something. They don't come, they don't pay attention. Praise God. And if we're going, hey, if there's anything that we need in that hour, it's the Word of God. The Word of God is the most powerful thing that we have. Amen. And if we're going to give anybody anything, praise God, well, let's give them the Word of God. Amen. Hey, if you can't remember any verses to witness with, just remember John 3:16. Amen. Rehearse it in your mind, praise God. Anybody ask you, praise God, just give them John 3:16. I told you the story of a little preacher from overseas and met with a great old big preacher here in America. And he told him, he said, just a little old young preacher. And the old preacher told him, yeah, son, you know how you do. Slapped him on the back. You ever get to America, look me up, I'll let you preach. So here the little fella shows up on the shores a year or so later. And the old big preacher sees him. He said, no little old fella, he come. Praise God with his Bible under his arm, ready to go. I mean, he was cocked and locked and ready to preach. Amen. And the old preacher said on Monday night, well, okay, said, we're gonna have a special meeting tomorrow night, Monday night. This little old preacher's gonna come preach. The little old preacher got up on Monday night, opened his Bible up, amen. Knees are shaking and a quivering, amen, with confidence. He said, open your Bible, John 3:16. Power of God fell on that place. People come to altar. People got help. People got saved. The old preacher went over and put his arm around the little fellow and said, can you come back tomorrow night? Amen. The little preacher said, yes, sure. Come back Tuesday night. He got up. He said, open your Bible to John 3:16. Amen. Preached it with power of God. And God fell again. And folks got saved. Went all week. 5 nights in a row. Amen. Fifth night he got up and the people just opened their Bible to John 3:16. But you know what the difference was? Praise God, they realized that he had something he wanted to. Hey, they was attentive to the Word of God. They were listening. Amen. You can take John 3:16 and you can break it apart in pieces and you can preach it till Jesus comes. Amen. For God so, glory be to God. What a God! Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. And He preached. People got, why? Because they were attentive. They come to get help from the Lord. I wonder tonight, why do we come? Amen. The answer to all our problems is here. But why do we come? Do we come because we're supposed to? Or we come because we want to? Do we come and we pay attention because we want to be fed? Or we just come and we take up space because we're supposed to be here? Glory be to God. I tell you, I appreciate it when God feeds my soul. Hey, I like it when these fellas get up in Sunday school, praise God, and they begin to plow that old gospel plow. Amen. Helps my heart. Amen. Why? Because I come attentive. I'm expecting to be fed. I'm coming looking for something. Amen. And if we're going to give them anything, praise God, we got to give the Word of God. Amen. What does Hebrews chapter 4 say about that? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says this, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit." Kind of hits you where you live. Amen. He says, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, it makes you wonder, praise God, the Word of God is powerful, and it gets down there through your intents. Amen. What you intend to do. Praise God. I intend to come to the house of God where I can get fed on the Word of God so I can be a child of God. That's what I intend to do. That's where I get my help. My help comes from the Lord. Bless His holy name. And it just gets better. Praise God from here. Amen. So what happened? So that the Word of God, it touched their heart. When they begin to read, they begin to show it. And the Bible said, so they read in verse 8 in the book of the law of God distinctly. They didn't read some comic book. They didn't read the newspaper. They didn't quote them the Roman Times. They read from the Word of God distinctly. They said, hey, listen. He said, when they pulled them out there, they knew that was the Word of God. Amen. Oh, Ezra done spread it out before. Amen. Glory to God. Like a feast. Amen. Fed it out like a feast before them, praise God. And they just pulled up the table and began to sup on the things of God. And God began to touch their heart. And they began to weep and to cry in the morning. Because they realized that God was right and they was wrong. Amen. But because they was attentive, praise God, they knew where to pull up and get the help that they needed. Individually. Now, that amazes me because God took 6 hours of the Word of God. Amen. They listened to it intentively, praise God, and God began to go through there and just touch here and there and yonder. Everywhere. Everybody was getting help. I mean, from the biggest to the littlest. They was getting help from the Word of God. He was just reaching out there and touching them, touching this one, touching that one, touching this one, touching that. Praise God, till when he was all said and done, praise God, they was all weeping in the morning and crying. Amen. Because of good things of God. You know why? Because they heard God. Amen. They heard what God was saying. They were attentive to His Word. They heard Him. They were listening. Amen. And when they heard Him, praise God, they was obedient to what He said. Amen. That's what we have to be. We hear, and it don't do us a bit of good if we hear and we don't obey. Amen. What we do is we hear and we put forth the effort. You know, we submit ourselves to God. I know this is old news. Amen. But it's good news. If we submit, James said, if we submit ourselves to God and put up a resistance. Amen. Our resister, by the way, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's got lots of ohms of resistance. Hey, there's hardly anything gets by Him. Praise the Lord. Used to build electronic circuits and you had these little diodes you'd put in and the markings on them would determine their resistance. Amen. So you put it in a circuit board. But I want to say, praise God, you put Jesus in there and ain't nothing get through Him. Amen? Praise God. That's what we need, amen. We need to listen. We need to be attentive. And we put Jesus in there and nothing gets by. You know why? Because He's the liver. Amen? There was a folk, Brother Bill tells this all the time. There was a fellow said, well, you got in order to be a child of God, you got to live it. Amen? That's true. But you can't live it without the liver. I want to say this tonight. I'm going to hush. You know, you can't live without your liver. Did you know your liver takes out, it's a big old filter. I wouldn't eat liver at all. It ain't nothing but a big old filter. It filters out all the impurities out of your body. But do you know, and I preached this one time several years ago here, did you know your liver has a cartilage in the middle of it? And it's shaped like a cross. Amen? And that blood, that old nasty, unpure blood comes into one side of your liver. It has to go through the cross to go through the other side of the river where it can give you life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And without Jesus, you don't have no liver. Amen. You're dying, lost in your sins. But praise God, when Jesus comes in to be the liver of your life, praise God, He fills that void. He satisfies that vacuum, that sucking sound, praise God. He fills it to overflowing. And He becomes that life, praise God, that you need. Amen. When we begin to obey Him, bless His holy name. And over in James, let me read this to you, and I'm going to hush. James chapter 1 and verse 22. He said, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Now, you know what James is saying there? He said, if you hear what he says, but you don't do what he says, he said, you're self-deceived. Amen? So what is that's deception. That's self-deceived. That's deception of the devil. You're allowing yourself to be deceived. If we hear it, but we don't do it. He said, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, amen, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. He said, why? Because he said it. He makes the difference. We can't do nothing by ourselves, but Jesus deliver. He purifies, he filters that stuff out. So that we have pure blood running through our veins. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've been regenerated in the likeness of our Savior. Amen. They heard, Nehemiah said, the people heard and they responded to what they heard. Amen. And they begin to mourn, they begin to weep. But he says, you know what? He said, this ain't the time. Now he's the governor here. He says, hold on, fella. He said, this ain't the time. Him and Ezra, they said, this ain't the time for weeping and mourning. He said, praise God. He said, this is the Feast of Trumpets. Amen. Now, Feast of Trumpets, Leviticus chapter 23, it talks of that Feast of Trumpets when God would call Israel home. Amen. Several times he's talked about that. They celebrated the Feast of Trumpets, first of October every year. Amen. The Feast of Trumpets. He said, this ain't a time for mourning. This is a time for feasting, for praising God for what He's done. Why? Because the Lord, amen, the Lord, the joy of the Lord, He said, that's your strength. He said, your help, everything you need to answer to all your problems is in joy in the Lord. He said, ain't time for crying later on. It's time for rejoicing because we know what God's doing. Amen. Hey, listen, young, it's time for rejoicing in the Lord because we know what God's doing. He's getting us ready to go home in just a little while. In a few days, this thing's going to be over. You say, well, preacher, it's been on this for years and centuries and decades. And sure it has. But one day in a little while, amen, there's a Feast of Trumpets. That trumpet's going to sound, amen. And He's going to gather His people home. And He's going to say, hey, it's feast time. Come on, let's go. Praise God, my beloved, my fair one, come away. And glory be to God, what a day that'll be. But unto then, praise the Lord, Nehemiah said, it's just time. Hey, he said, right now it's time for revival. He said, we've done realize what God's done for us, where He's brought us from, and we know where He wants to take us to. He said, let's just have a stirring revival. Amen? Let's just start revival. Start it down in your soul. How? By getting under the Word of God. Amen. Taking the Word of God and letting it be the light of your life. Letting it speak to us, praise God, in volumes, praise God, that only God can give us. Amen. The volume of the Word of God. It'll speak to you, speak through you. Amen. And it'll run over on somebody else on down the road. But praise God, that's what God wants to do. I mean, answer to all your problems, Nehemiah said, it's all right here. Every situation, everything we've come through, everything we're going to do, praise God, it's in the Word of God. Amen. It's with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our deliverer.